Guten Abend zusammen, herzlich willkommen zur Pressekonferenz nach unserem Heimspiel gegen Borussia Mönchengladbach. 3:0 Sieg für unsere Eintracht im Deutsche Bank Park. Ich begrüße euch und natürlich beide Cheftrainer Albert Riera von unserer Eintracht und Eugen Polanski von Borussia Mönchengladbach. Herr Polanski, bitte um Ihr Statement zum heutigen Spiel. Mikro ist noch aus. Dankeschön.
Hallo zusammen. Erst einmal Glückwunsch an meinen Trainerkollegen und Eintracht Frankfurt für einen 3:0-Sieg. Bin extrem sauer heute, weil diese Niederlage extrem unnötig war und vermeidbar. Wenn alles im Spiel grundsätzlich aufgeht, so wie wir es haben wollen, mit und gegen den Ball, wir zwischen den 16ern ein gutes Auswärtsspiel machen und dann uns am Ende nicht belohnen, weil wenn beiden 16ern schlechter sind als der Gegner, dann ist das definitiv vermeidbar, aber auch heute eine Frage der Qualität. Wir haben eine Schussstatistik von 20-12. Wir schießen dreimal davon aufs Tor. Dann ist die Wahrscheinlichkeit sehr, sehr klein, dass man dann überhaupt mal ein Tor macht. Wir haben nicht mal da eins gemacht und bei 12 Schüssen von Frankfurt sind, glaube ich, 8 auf dem Torwart von uns und da blocken wir die Schüsse halt nicht. Dementsprechend haben wir da extrem heute gelitten, weil da deutlich mehr drin war und mich das dann dementsprechend auch extrem sauer macht. Dankeschön.
Vielen Dank, Albert. Congrats for your victory in the first home game. Please give us your thoughts on today's game.
Thank you for the words from my colleague. Wishing all the best in the next games. For us, it was so important, these 3 points, to cut already this long time. I will not say only victories, I will say conceding goals, no? Because if you want to win games, you need to stop conceding goals. If you don't concede goals, you can win games, you can start thinking to win games. So that was the first. And what I said to the boys, we have 2 things that we call to play well. To play well, it means to create a lot of chances. So it means that you have to do a lot of good things to create chances to the opponent. And the second is that you don't have to concede chances, no? So I want that my team, in many moments, not because we wanted to defend, it's because the opponent also provoke on you to defend situations, that also we are a team that feel really good defending, that we feel strong, we feel that we make an uncomfortable game to the opponent, a team that doesn't matter if the opponent will start crossing and we will receive 20-25 crosses in the box, because we are ready for this. So I want that the team has this confidence that we are a team also really good defending, because football is not only about the ball, it's also when you don't have the ball, what you're doing. And that's the reason when in many action, when we are attacking, I'm focused on what we're going to do straight away when we're going to lose the ball. And today on this, the boys, they understand perfectly. One of the best things that this team going to do is when we lose the ball, to press. Press when losing, press when losing, press when losing. That's the, if you want to be dominant, you want to be protagonist, that's one of the things that you have to do. And I am proud on the way that the team did.
Thank you, Albert. Kommen wir zu euren Fragen an die beiden Cheftrainer. Starten wir mit dem Kollegen hier in der ersten Reihe, bitte.
Ja, lassen Keller noch mal einen Post. Eugen, du hast schon gesagt, dass du sauer bist. Ich glaube, wer das Spiel gesehen hat, kann das auch absolut nachvollziehen. Wie gefährlich ist so eine Situation, wenn man in so einem Spiel tatsächlich auch noch hoch verliert und am Ende da steht und sagt, eigentlich ist das ein Spiel, was wir vielleicht sogar gewinnen können?
Ja. Gefährlich ist die Tabellensituation, aber das haben wir auch vorher schon gesagt. So, wir wollen auf uns gucken. So, auf der einen Seite sind es einfach Fakten. Wenn wir mit der Mannschaft sprechen, dann ist es so, dass wir Dinge lösen müssen. So, und das ist heute, die in beiden 16ern besser zu sein als der Gegner oder mindestens genauso gut. Und das ist das, was ich der Mannschaft dann vorwerfen muss, woran wir arbeiten müssen. Wir müssen am Ende Punkte liefern und am Ende gilt es darum, ein Tor mehr zu schießen als der Gegner. Und dafür brauchen wir die Wahrscheinlichkeit, die wir dann erhöhen müssen bei 20 Schüssen. Ich glaube, alles vom Matchplan ist heute aufgegangen, defensiv wie offensiv. Und dann müssen wir uns belohnen, weil wir sehr, sehr häufig in der Box des Gegners waren, einfache Querbälle nicht an den Mann rangebracht haben, Schüsse nicht aufs Tor gebracht haben, zu lange gewartet haben. Dementsprechend ja, ist das Einfachste der Mannschaft. Also das weiß sie auch selber. Also brauche ich nur eine Statistik zu zeigen, dann muss sie sich selber darüber aufregen. Und das ist dann dieses Bittere. Wir nehmen das auch dann nicht als Entschuldigung, hätte. Wir haben es einfach nicht gemacht. So, das ist dann Fakt, dass wir uns da verbessern müssen.
Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Yes, hello coach and congrats to the win. You had a shock moment in the first halftime with two injured players. Can you give any update to Kalimuendo and Christensen? And you changed Kalimuendo with Dahoud. What was the plan behind this and are you happy with his performance?
Yeah, first we are not being lucky with the injuries, but it's what it is. It's a part of this game. We don't have a striker on the bench because Johnny will be back next week. But I always say that I adapt to the characteristic of my players. I love it to play with a false nine because with a false nine we had an extra player inside with Mo. That was the idea, to have an extra player. So what happened is that we attract a lot the opponent. It's true that when you don't make the first or the second pass good, then the opponent is pressing you. But after we did two passes, we had the runs from our wingers that they became like strikers. So I think we did quite well. We understood the game on this way perfectly. When we play with a false nine, everything has a positives and negatives. So you're playing with a real striker like Kali, you're fixing the defensive line very high. With more with the false nine, what you provoke is that the center back they're jumping more often and in a higher line, and then we have two airplanes on as wingers, and we understood that after to create these holes behind the defensive line we could use them. So we will play many times also with this kind of way how to play because as I said, you provoke a lot of mistakes from the opponent, you provoke a lot of jumps from the center backs, and I understand this game like this is about to cheat the opponent, it's about to create holes to the opponent, even if opponents sometimes they are playing in a low block, on a medium block, so it's about to destroy or to try to disorganize the defensive line, and with the false nine we create this situation. About Cali, we don't have the results, but we don't know. We have to wait. But it doesn't look nice. But we will see. Sorry, with Ras, it's a kick. It's only a kick. But at the half time, when he stopped, because when you are warm, you have a little bit less pain. But when he stopped at the half time, he couldn't continue. He was asking for the change and nothing. That's the reason that the players, they are on the bench. I trust all of them. I prepare all of them on the same way. So all of them, they are ready to play. And Namdi, he made a fantastic second half.
Johannes Wolf von der Bild-Zeitung.
Mr. Riera, congratulations on your first win. You were on when the goals were scored, you didn't celebrate at all. What was the reason behind that? And after the referee blew the whistle after the game, what was your first thought going through your head? And what did you say to your team? Because this team did not celebrate in the last month at all. Even the games they won, they didn't celebrate because it wasn't a good performance. What did you say to your team afterwards?
Yeah, okay, first of all, I'm not used to celebrate the goals because now with the VAR also we are celebrating and after 20, 30 seconds and they are telling you, hey, wait, stop, because it's not a goal. So I'm used to this situation to wait. So I try to control my emotion on this. This is first. So later, it's not only here. If you check my 100... I'm sure that I have less game than my colleague, but 180 games, I don't celebrate many goals. If it's a Champions League final, I will celebrate for sure. I will. Hopefully one day we can. But the point is, I'm more focused on the details. I'm more focused on what is happening during the game. I'm more focused when we score a goal, that the information that needs my players, because it's the best moment that I can talk to them, because with the crowd, with the fans, sometimes, you know, you don't have the same communication. So, because I want to control all the details during the game. So, Baoya is one against one in the box, I'm not telling him anything. I'm more focused, where is my defensive line? Where are the players to prevent if we lose the ball, if we are in a good position to recover again? So I'm more focused on this situation than only celebrate the goals. And the motions after the game? After the game, first win, yeah, 3 points, very important. Very important, as I said, to cut this long time without enjoying this team, because I could see that they were with this tension. So they deserve, the same like the fans, long time. They couldn't breathe and they couldn't enjoy watching their team winning. So congratulations to both. They deserve. Today on San Valentín, they can celebrate. They can have one more glass of wine. But we did nothing. We did nothing. Still 12 games in front of us. So, yeah, 3 points, very important, very important. But football is today. What is in the is past. So I'm already thinking on next Saturday. And next Saturday we will prepare exactly. It doesn't matter who is the opponent, even if we know that it will be very tough. But we prepare on the same way, trying to win. We don't know another way how to prepare.
Bitte schön.
Ja, Eugen, wie kann man diese Konsequenz, die der Kollege bei seiner Mannschaft ja gesehen hat, die du bei deiner Mannschaft vermisst hast, wie kann man die in die Mannschaft reinbekommen? Du hast ja durchaus Spieler, die wissen, wo das Tor steht und die wissen auch, wo der Strafraum ist. Aber wie kann man diese Konsequenz so in die Mannschaft reinkriegen, dass sie dann im Spiel auch umgesetzt wird? Im Training funktioniert es ja, glaube ich, ne?
Ja, im Training funktioniert es. Am Ende ist es wichtig, das am Spiel umzusetzen. Ich glaube, wenn wir von den ersten 2, 3 Schüssen eins machen, dann ist irgendwie die Birne wieder da und dann machen wir dann vielleicht 2 oder 3. Am Ende wissen die Jungs selber, was sie verbockt haben, was sie besser machen müssen. Dementsprechend habe ich schon eine Truppe, mit der ich nicht unbedingt in der Hinsicht irgendwas sagen muss, was sie verbessern müssen. Sie muss das Tor treffen. Klar, kurz vorm Schuss nochmal Ruhe bewahren, den Kopf oben haben. Das ist schon eine Technikfrage, eine Kopfsache. Wie sehr sich darauf fokussieren. Wir haben schon Spiele gehabt, viele Spiele gehabt, wo wir die Null auch gehalten haben. So, da müssen wir wieder hinkommen und vor allem vorne dann auch zum entscheidenden Moment dann auch Tore machen. So, das gibt natürlich dann auch einen Spielverlauf wieder. Es gibt was Positives wieder. So kassieren wir halt mit den ersten beiden Schüssen 2 Tore und das macht natürlich was mit dem Gegner. Und trotzdem habe ich gesehen, dass die Mannschaft da unbedingt will und macht und tut und jedes Mal anrennt, auch immer wieder besser in eine Struktur gekommen ist dann danach. Ja, und am Ende reicht es dann trotzdem nicht.
Christopher Michel.
Coach, your team only had 44% possessions today against Union Berlin, and it have been about 70%. Is that a flexibility you are talking about, and did you leave Gladbach deliberately the ball so often?
But very easy to understand. You don't play with a real striker, you play with a player that is not, the pressing is not exactly the same like the striker, and that's it. Mo has another characteristic, fantastic characteristic, but different. So you don't press on the same way, because the first defender is the striker. You defend different. I mean, you defend with another intensity. You defend because he has another characteristic. That's it. He has another characteristic that with the ball, he was giving us what we wanted, that it was to attract the defensive line, to create a hole in the middle, and then our wingers could run. That's it. This is not a critique for any player. Every player has different characteristics. The pressing of how we could do without the striker was not the same like we did the first 20 minutes when it was Cali, and that's it. So this is the reason. And also, well, congrats, because the opponent also forces you. The opponent also plays, and the opponent also wants to defend with the ball, wants to provoke you. So also they did a lot of good things. We tried to give the responsibility to the left center back with the ball. He did quite a good job fixing and driving with the ball, and there we had a little bit problems to control the situation. But apart of that, defensive line and midfield man-to-man inside, we didn't have any problem. It was more in front line, the 2 against 3, that the pressing, it was not with the intensity that we can, if it's the characteristic of the player, they can do it.
Johannes Wolf.
Mr. Herrera, Kawa Santos had some troubling last month. It wasn't easy for him as a young goalkeeper. Was this a performance that shows you why you kept him in goal? Because he played a lot better, maybe his best game of the entire season today. How did you see his performance, and why did you kept him in goal?
I think with the, what I will say now, I will cut everything about the goalkeepers. Because now you are, now I understand that, from outside, good save, fantastic save that he did, this one to the post. First half also he had one opportunity. Because you are checking the result. No, 3-0, you play good. No, maybe 3-0, I'm not totally satisfied how we play. He made the two saves and he was he played good. No, what I am focused is he has a fantastic characteristics. He has what I demand from one goalkeeper. First is brave, because what I am demanding to is not the technique, which kind of technique he has the goalkeeper. No, the first is brave. He's very brave. He has, he's 2 meters. He goes out. He's fast. He's, he has everything. So he has all the characteristics. That sometimes he will make a mistake, yeah. And you and me, all of us, we are making mistakes. But the characteristic that he has is to be a top goalkeeper. So that's what I check when I see him. I said, yeah, he has the characteristic, top characteristic. He, we will talk because in one save he was not good. On one ball in the air, he didn't do it. And especially because you will detect this and the way how we play, I demand him to go even more out. Because he has the body also to go out, he has to dominate the all the box, and then demanding this. If sometimes he will make one mistake going out, the responsibility is on me because I demand him to do this because he has the characteristic to do this. So I want that he prevent situations that the striker can touch the ball. So he has all these characteristics. I'm totally satisfied with the characteristics that he has, and that's the reason that he is my first goalkeeper.
Dann scheint alles beantwortet zu sein für heute. Vielen Dank euch. Danke an die beiden Cheftrainer, den Gästen aus Gladbach. Eine gute Heimreise und alles Gute. Vielen Dank.
Thank you. Guten Tag zusammen.